It's all good. Hold on. I'll get back to you. I would.
Buckeye late.
Hi, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Is Larry available?
Yeah, that's him.
Hey, Larry, this is Julian calling with the underwriting department, working with Sam here on your file. How are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hopefully you had a few minutes. I just wanted to do a quick quality control call. Is now a good time?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I just got your file here across my desk. So I just want to get a kind of a clear need of what you're looking to do and an idea of like a timeline. So from what I understand, you're looking for around 40K, right? You need 20K to pay off your existing loan with OnDeck and then 20K more for fertilizer, right?
Correct.
That's a lot of fertilizer.
Oh, you'd be surprised what it costs. And I get semi-loads at a time. So
really?
The salary is like over $10,000.
Oh my gosh, that's insane, man! I wouldn't have imagined that.
Yeah, it's. I'd rather it not be that too.
Oh man, that's really cool. That's a lot of fertilizer. Okay, a couple things that I think we're missing. Let me see. What is your monthly rent for your office location there?
$510.
$510. Okay, and that's rent, right? You're not. It's not owned.
Yes, that's leasing.
Leasing. Okay, cool. I think there was a typo on the application. So, okay. Okay, my understanding is that you would like to aim for something like daily, weekly or monthly, right, if possible?
Preferably monthly. I'm doing a weekly with OnDeck, and I just, it crunches your cash flow. You're not pulling it out all the time.
Yeah, no, I understand. Then you have to keep monitoring it and watching
it. Oh, yeah, I can't keep track of it.
Yeah, I'm definitely aiming to get you a monthly payment, if at all possible. But I want to be upfront, just so you know, usually for first-time customers, it's going to be a daily or weekly option. But what we can do is put an option where you can pay the whole month up front. So if you wanted to pay that whole month at the beginning of the month, you would just kind of give a call and just let them know what you wanted to do. So that way you don't have to worry about it every week. Kind of like when you pay for your rent up front for the whole, in the beginning of the month. So I'm gonna put that...
Well, that's just similar to a monthly payment, just reverse. So
exactly. Will that help?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Okay, cool. I'm going to try to shoot for a monthly option, but I just want to let you know it's probably going to be daily or weekly, but you'll have that option to pay it up front at the beginning of the month, okay? And then let's see. So taking a look at your credit, looks like you had a couple recent inquiries. Have you got any feedback from any other lenders or anything else?
They're all saying what you're saying. We're need something else, busy, blah, blah, blah. We're working on it.
You have a minute.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have any official approvals or anything like that?
Not of yet.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, I do it on deck, of course, but I don't want to keep continuing to do the daily or weekly thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. Get you out of that loop. Okay. Let's see. So is that 20K in fertilizer, is that like pretty much exactly what you need, or could you use a little bit more or a little bit less, like worst case scenario?
Well, I could always use a little bit more as long as I can afford the payment. As I explained to you, I get, loads by the semi, and if you prepay or get something up front on them, you can get a discount.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. How long does it usually take for you to start making money on this, the fertilizer that you buy? What's the, turnaround time on that?
Well, I mean, I'm coming to an end of the season right now, and then I start up in March. So when we get started, it's just a matter of how fast people pay you.
Gotcha.
I give them 15 days. Some of them pay before 15, some pay at 30,
Right.
It's okay. I always get paid, but I'm not the one that gets first dibs, electric, grocery bills, that kind of
rent.
They always come first.
So it just leads to cash flow issues sometimes, right? Put you in a little crunch.
Yeah, well, the thing I do in the winter when we shut down, I offer my customers a 10% prepay discount if they pay up front for the year. And I usually get, anywhere from 60 to 80,000 during the winter. Well, I'm not, so that's my fun time of year. I just go to the bank, post office, and collect checks.
There you go.
Yeah, don't have to do any work.
There you go, right in time for the holidays, too.
Yeah, but then as the year goes along, those people that prepaid, I start coming to, where I've caught up to them, and then, you know, then the cash shrinks a little bit because I gotta depend on my subs and everybody else to pay on time to keep cash flow going.
Yeah. When exactly do you guys start slowing down?
Probably the first week of December.
First week of December, okay.
Okay, and we pick back up in the first week of March or last week of February, depending on weather.
Okay.
We're not down very long.
Yeah, okay, cool. So their slow season's not very long at all.
No,
like.
No. Cool. And it's not long financially. It's the best time of year for me financially.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Would you actually mind sending us the other 6 months of bank statements, October through March,
no.
Basically?
No.
It'll just, okay, cool. It'll help your file tremendously just because it'll give us a better idea of the seasonality of your business, and we can put together a better approval for you.
Mm-hmm.
So those 6 months, so basically October through March. And then would you be able to send us your on-deck contract as well, so we know what we're working with when we're working on getting them paid off?
I don't know where it's at. I'm going to have to try to get a hold of them and see if they'll send me a copy of it.
Okay.
I might be able to find it. I've got mounds of paper here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if you can dig that up, again, that's another thing that'll help your file a lot.
Mm.
Cool. I think we covered everything. Let me just double check. So what we have, it looks like you're tracking to do around 500K in gross annual sales, just looking on the previous 6 months. So typically we can free up around 10% of whatever you're tracking to do. So I really honestly don't see an issue getting you that the amount that you're looking for so far. So
yeah,
just
to kind of
get some initial feedback. Yeah, and you're growing too, right? I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, anytime you're in a rapidly growing business, you're going to run into cash flow issues. It's just the way
it
is.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Okay, cool. We should be able to get some approvals for you by tomorrow, assuming everything goes smoothly. Would you be able to get me the October through March bank statements today?
I'll get them over to you after 5 when my wife gets in from her number one job. She's a CPA for a company, and she does all my business. So
there you go.
I don't have to pay for my tax stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, professional tax advisor.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a good team, right?
Yep. She'll be here at 5, and we can get them over to you after that.
Okay, cool. So we're a few hours behind you. We're on the West Coast, so if it's after 5, that's not a problem at all. We should have it before we leave the office today.
Okay.
Let me see.
So what do you have? You have 6 months now, right?
Yeah, we have April through October, I believe. I'll double check. So yeah, if you can just get us, let's see. Yeah, October of last year through March of this year.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just email them or fax them or whatever's easiest for you.
Okay. Can you send an email over for that so she'll have exactly where she's supposed to send it?
Yeah, you have Sam's email, right?
I think so, but I'm just...
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Don't mind sending it with what you need.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to have Sam... I'll have Sam email you, okay?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you should have Sam's phone number too, right?
She may. I don't.
Okay, no problem. Well, it'll be in the email either way. Yeah, I'm going to send you the email. We'll look for the rest of the bank statements from you today, as well as your on-deck contract, if you can find it. And
okay.
Again, I'm going to have Sam email you just to remind you.
Okay.
And then, yeah, feel free to give us a call if you have any other questions in the meantime, and hopefully get some options in place for you by tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure, Larry. Any other questions or anything for me?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.